Blake Burris with KJAN Sports, and we got East Mills Wolverines head coach Kevin Schaefer with us today to talk about last week's game and prepare Friday night's homecoming game. Thanks for stopping with us, Coach.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Coach, tough one last week as you fell 55-22 at home to Fremont Mills. What made the Knights so difficult to contain?
Defensively, their front three, they're just too much for us to block. They were in our backfield really quickly. We were a passing team, and we just didn't have time to throw the ball downfield. And then on offense, a lot of those same guys on the offensive line, and then the Blackburn kid at running back, their size, and they're not just big. They're athletic kids, so they were just more than we could handle up front and on both sides of the ball. And, you know, people often say games are won on the line, and they won it on the line, no doubt about it.
Coach, Fremont Mills is more of a team to kind of pound the football, want to use the clock, run the ball. What is the difference in preparing for a team like that rather than a team that's going to air it out a lot?
Well, we generally would prefer a lot of our better athletes or guys that with speed, so we prefer a team that would throw, but we've had a lot of teams that have had success running the ball on us this year. We've just really struggled. We've had a number of injuries. I think we have three starters that are done for the year now, and of course they're both, you know, starting on both sides of the ball, so we've really struggled. A number of teams, like Stanton, had two guys run for 100. Sydney had two guys run for 100. The Blackburn kid for FM ran for about 180 on us, and we've just really have struggled. We're playing a lot of kids with not much experience, not a lot of size on the defensive line, and so we've had issues with the power running teams. And so we really haven't had too many teams that have just spread the ball and thrown a lot because they've normally had success running. So we're hoping we get one kid back this week, Yuri Brodigan. He's going to be able to play, hasn't played since the second week, and we're hoping that he can help us maybe slow up Grizzle's run game.
Coach, it is homecoming week for your Wolverines. Is there a little more excitement and eagerness for your team to get out there on Friday night knowing it's homecoming week?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things going on in the school, and you hope the kids don't get too wrapped in that because we have important practices. We've got to get better at. Like I said, we're dealing with some injuries, so kids are playing in different positions. We're tweaking our offense a little bit, so and defense. We're going to probably be doing some different things on Friday than we have been doing, and we've got a lot of stuff to install this week, so we need really good practices. But, yeah, I think our kids are excited. I think, and I'm guessing Grizzle kids are too. Stanton, Grizzle, and us are probably the lower three teams, and when we play each other, you know, I think everybody thinks they got a shot to win, and I'm sure Grizzle's thinking the same when they're playing us.
Jackson Embry Jr. for you has been a problem for opposing defenses this year in the receiving game. How do you try to get him involved early and often on Friday night?
Well, he might be getting the ball in different ways this Friday, and I don't want to go into why that is, but he'll have his hands on the ball quite a bit, as well as some other of our skilled athletes. But he's definitely been our most consistent and best player on both sides of the ball. He's been our best defender at linebacker, and then he's played a little bit of running back and then a lot of wing back for us. So he's had a really good season so far.
Coach, what is going to be the one main key for your Wolverines to get back into the win column on Friday night?
Not stopping. I don't think we are good enough to stop Griswold's run game, but slowing it up, not giving up big plays, making them take multiple plays to drive down the field and then hope for a turnover or a big defensive play, penalty, something to stop them. And then their pass game, just not giving up the big play, keeping everybody in front of us. But I think defensively, we have to play better than we've been playing. That's kind of been our bugaboo so far this year.
That is Coach Kevin Schaefer of the East Mills Wolverines. Coach, thank you for your time today, and good luck on Friday night.